There is no question about it. Doing science costs money. Here's the challenge for scientists. You have to keep the research going, and to do that, you need money. But just what are the implications when you accept money, whether from companies, foundations, the government? Kevin Behnke explores these questions in the blog Thought and Awe. Kevin is a PhD candidate in environmental health sciences at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, and he's the recipient of a fellowship created by Dow Chemical. Kevin, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Your article in Thought and Awe is titled Selling Out Science, as you explore the many challenges of doing research funded by corporations, by the government. How would you define selling out?
So say I took money from a company and they got to design a study for me and I just did it, and then they got to decide whether or not to publish that study. Because I would be taken out of the picture, I wouldn't be able to choose the questions to ask or how to ask them. I think that'd be a pretty clear-cut case of selling out.
That would almost be as if the scientist was a tool.
Exactly.
A hammer with legs. Here,
exactly.
You do this the way we say, and we may or may not use that.
And by the way, you can have this money for doing so.
What was your motivation for writing this article for Thought and Awe?
Well, so what happened is I was a recipient of this fellowship. And
From Dow Chemical.
And one day I opened up my emails and I saw this provocative email from a faculty member at the University of Michigan that was kind of a challenge to me and all the other fellows, saying, like, what do you think about all these other things that Dow are doing, or that Dow is doing, excuse me. And so I took the bait and I started thinking, what are implications of taking this money? Do have some issues with this, including this faculty member. And so I wanted to kind of flesh out my own ideas about what I thought about it, how I would approach this situation in the future, and what are the kind of implications that that would have for how the science that I do is actually accepted.
And let's talk a little so we can understand. What kind of work do you do?
I study water quality, which is, in my mind, one of the most important issues facing us today. Obviously, close to home, we know about Flint. But globally, this is an issue that affects billions of people. And as somebody who's born in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, it's tough to imagine turning on a faucet and not thinking, oh, this is safe, I can drink this.
That, I think, Flint has done.
Exactly.
Put that image in all of our minds, that what is it like to not trust what's coming out of your tap?
Exactly. And so that seems like a relatively new thing for a lot of people in the States. But my work has more of a global focus. It's in Lima, the capital of Peru, and we're studying a specific pathogen that causes peptic ulcer and stomach cancer, and seeing how it can be transmitted in water and what the likelihood of infection is for somebody who, say, drinks a glass of contaminated water.
Mm. And I guess give us an idea of what the role the Dow Fellowship plays in funding your work.
So the Dow Fellowship actually came at a very wonderful time for me. I had been applying for funding, and it was one of a few fellowships that I had applied for because it really fit the needs of what I wanted to do. So basically, it allows me to pursue extra scientific questions, to do more experiments, to travel, to get equipment that I might need, all of these things that will allow me to delve deeper into this question and do a better and more complete job of answering it.
So now we have a sense of how that's working in your life as a scientist. So as you point out, the obvious challenge is without corporate or government-sponsored research, we know at times foundations will underwrite research, there wouldn't be enough funding to do the work. Is there a way to regulate research in a better way, or is it really up to researchers to hold themselves accountable?
So this is kind of out of my wheelhouse. I'm a scientist, not a policy guy. From my personal experience, I'd say a good first step would be to have every scientist or researcher think about these things. And when they're accepting money, be it from a foundation, from government, from a company, to just be thoughtful about what it means to accept this money, how their science might be accepted by the public because of that funding source, and then to be open and critical about whether or not their questions are influenced or their methods are influenced by that funding source. And it might be, like in my case, I don't feel like any of my questions or methods are affected at all by receiving this fellowship. But I feel that, especially because I've now thought through it so deeply.
Now, as far as Dow being involved in or having any say-so in what you do, isn't that part of university policy?
So, again, I'm not a policy person. I think that question could be directed to the Office of Research at Michigan. But from my personal experience, I have had no one from Dow come and talk to me and say, oh, do something this way. They don't have any kind of academic input in terms of classes that we as fellows take or anything like that. It's all directed by the University of Michigan. And honestly, I see it as a good opportunity to meet minds from all these different schools throughout the university to figure out, well, how can we address this complex issue of sustainability from all these different viewpoints?
It's clearly to the point of the email that initially came from the faculty member. There is this question of having one's name associated with a company like Dow with a history with past research. There was inconsistent information provided to the EPA and the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office about the potential harm caused by one of the company's pesticides. Past history. But that's something that I can tell from reading your piece in Thought and Awe. You're looking at this and saying, well, yeah, I am shaking hands with this company.
Yeah. Well, and I think that was one of the more challenging things to work through for me individually, because you're absolutely right. They have done some things in the past that I just don't agree with. But it's a question of weighing the good that this fellowship will do against the potential, I wouldn't even say harm, but just the cost of that association. And because there don't seem to be any strings attached to this money to what I am doing scientifically, I think the benefit goes more on protecting public health, because that's what the money that they gave is funding.
And we have to say, as you point out in your blog post, it's the same if you're accepting money from the government.
So I think there's similar issues, but the nuance might be slightly different. So in the case of Dow, accepting money from them means that they have this partnership with the University of Michigan. That definitely benefits them because they're connecting with a top-tier, highly thought-of university. And they also get this pipeline of scientists who has been trained with Dow money who may be a good fit for working at Dow in the future. So those things are good for them.
Mm-hmm.
With government money, it gets a little bit more complex, and I'd say more of a indirect kind of pressure, because you have to publish a lot to get funding or to get your funding renewed, because the government wants to see I'm making a good bet when I'm giving this scientist funding to pursue this issue.
Taxpayer dollars.
Exactly. Yeah. And they need to be accountable for that. But at the same time, like, if I've spent 20 years of my life becoming a faculty member, going through bachelor's, master's, PhD, postdoc, all of that, that means that there's a lot of pressure and a lot of sunken time put into that. And if my study doesn't do well, there's some things that people will do to try to find significance in their data, even if it's not necessarily biologically relevant, but it's significant, so it's thus publishable.
Hello, Uncle Sam. Look what we've done.
Exactly.
So that it is an interesting post that you wrote, Kevin. It's Selling Out Science? It's at Thought and Awe, A-W-E, so thoughtandawe.net. Really good piece. Kevin Banky, PhD candidate in environmental health sciences at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Thanks so much for being with us, Kevin.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.